This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to do a little bit of tomorrow's news today to get us going this afternoon. Tomorrow and Wednesday, Fed Chair Jay Powell and the rest of the gang at the Federal Open Market Committee are going to be meeting on interest rates. And to be really, really clear here, there ain't nobody actually expecting them to raise rates. But there is a thing happening in this economy that's got a whole lot of people scratching their heads and which plays directly into what the Fed is going to do on rates. We got numbers on consumer spending in this economy today, way up in March, the best in 10 years, surely a sign of a healthy and growing economy, which it is right now. We told you about first quarter GDP growth on Friday, if you remember that. The head-scratching part is this. Inflation, by the Federal Reserve's preferred measure, something called PCE, personal consumption expenditures, was basically a no-show in this morning's report. Excluding food and energy, it was flat for the month. And you would think, in the aforementioned healthy and growing economy, that you would have a healthy rate of inflation as well. So, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on with inflation and why it matters.
Most of us think of inflation as a bad thing. Prices rise, eroding our paycheck's purchasing power. Like back in 1974, when President Ford pledged to Congress,
"We must whip inflation right now."
Today, the slogan might be, could you whip up a little more inflation, please? Sam Stovall at CFRA Research explains that stagnant or falling prices over a sustained period can cause spending to plummet.
Consumers might decide, well, I won't spend my money this month. I'll wait until next month when I might even get a better deal.
And weak inflation can be a sign of weak demand. If consumers were beating down the doors to buy stuff, sellers would have some leverage to raise prices. Broadly speaking, that's not happening now, says economist Dan North at business insurer Euler Hermes, for a bunch of reasons, including
global trade in terms of lots of lower-priced goods coming in from China and Mexico.
Karen Patru at Federal Financial Analytics sees one more warning sign.
The majority of the population are already heavily indebted. They're continuing to buy only what they need, struggling to afford it. And that's why inflation is as low as it is.
Some economists think the Fed may need to lower interest rates again to stimulate demand and try to push inflation back up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.